Hey, you're listening to World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger. Today, another musical adventure in Scotland as part of our Sense of Place series. Today's guest is Martha Fionn. We met up with her in Glasgow, and the first thing she said to me was, "Oh, good, this is real. I thought I was being punked." I guess getting invited by email to perform on an American radio show seemed weird to her, given that she just put out her debut album earlier in 2018 and is based in Glasgow. But from our perspective, this was a no-brainer. When we were planning our trip to Scotland, we put the call out on social media and asked some experts, and so many people said, "You gotta check out Martha Fionn." We fell in love with the dreamy retro feel of her music mixed with her biting and clever lyrics. Martha Fionn's real name is Claire McKay. We met up with her in early October, so when you hear us talk about Brexit during this conversation, keep that in mind. A lot has changed since then. She played us songs from her debut album, Sunday Best, and a brand new one that hadn't been released yet at the time, but was just put out a few days ago. It's called Kennedy Hair. Martha Fionn asked us to meet her at a spot in Glasgow called The Hug and Pint. Upstairs, it's a vegan restaurant that smells really good. Downstairs, it's a music venue, which is where we meet Martha and her band. They start us off with a performance of a song called No Applause. Here at World Cafe. How great is that? So tell me a little bit about the venue that we are at right now and why you wanted to perform for us here.
Sure. So this venue is called The Hug and Pint, and I worked here last summer. It's a bit of a haven for musicians in the city. Pretty much everybody that works here is in a band. So they're pretty much funding the gig economy in Glasgow, taking pity on poor musicians. And the venue opened 3 years ago, I think.
We can ask Joe, the bass player, because he runs this venue.
Right? Okay. Joe, is that right? Three and a half, just over 3 years? Okay.
Yeah, Glasgow is a very small city. So when they had their launch night, that was pretty early on in me playing gigs around Glasgow, and Joe and Brian, who both book gigs, very kindly let me be the first person to play on the stage. So it's very special to me.
Yeah, what was that first gig like?
It was really fun, it was really busy, and I just did an acoustic set, so a bit different to what we're doing today, not as loud.
Yeah. We're going to talk in a little bit about Northern Ireland, where you're originally from, but first I wanted to know, because you've also lived in Edinburgh, and we've also visited, right?
Where did you find that out?
You know. Well, the internet has its ways, Martha. Or Claire McKay, Martha Fionn. Yeah, so you lived in Edinburgh for a little bit, and because we're capturing sort of both of those places on this trip, I wanted to know if you could tell us a little bit about the difference between the two cities.
Yeah, I think that Edinburgh is a much more traditionally beautiful place to go and visit. The architecture is beautiful, and it's just an amazing city. But Glasgow, I think, has more of a DIY scene. There's probably a bit more happening in terms of gigs and comedy, art, things like that, that are a bit more grimy and underground. Mm-hmm. So Edinburgh's like the postcard city, and Glasgow's maybe the grittier kind of underbelly to it.
Right. Edinburgh by day, Glasgow by night.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a quick little train ride over here.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. We're going to hear you play another song for us, a brand new one.
Yes.
That I don't think is available anywhere. And I'm very interested in the title. It's called Kennedy Hair.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about this song before we hear it.
So there's a television show that some people might be familiar with in the audience called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And there's an episode where Dennis is running for a political position, and they say, well, you're the one that has to run because you've got that Kennedy hair. So it's a song about how certain people in politics get very far with smoke and mirrors, and it's particularly about a certain situation in the UK at the minute.
Really? There are situations in the UK?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I feel like this is wonderful kismet that we're a crowd from Philadelphia, mostly hearing a premiere of a song that was inspired by the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. This is like a wonderful moment of it all coming together.
It's very spooky.
Yeah. It was meant to be. Let's hear it. Here we go.
He's
Martha Fionn here at World Cafe. That was Kennedy Hair. How did it feel to perform that here for us for the first time?
Ooh, very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really fun song. You alluded to, I guess, a political inspiration for that song, and we didn't say it specifically, but I want to guess that it rhymes with Flexit. Maybe?
You're very close.
Very close. Okay. Something like that. I just wanted to be clear. And so if it's okay to ask, what is it like to watch that from a young person's perspective?
Totally infuriating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time. It just something that was totally based on lies, and I feel sorry for anyone that was kind of hoodwinked as well by certain campaign.
Right. Do you feel like people were? Yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
And you've lived in so many different places that would be affected in different ways by it. I think that's really interesting. Like, you're from Northern Ireland, mm-hmm. which is right across from the Republic of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And you've lived in Edinburgh and you live in Glasgow. Is there any place that you feel it most for?
My hometown of Warren Point is a border town. So there's a lock called Carlingford Lock, which divides us from the south, but you can get across that in 15, 20 minutes. So it's the weird borderline of Ireland. That's the way it worked out. But yeah, if the border goes back up the way that it used to be, it's going to be pretty bad news there.
Like economically for people?
Economically, and there's always that underlying threat of violence as well. So who knows?
Yeah, I know it's a sensitive subject, but it's interesting to hear about it from, it's different to read about it in the news, and then it's different to talk to people who are mm-hmm. grappling with it in real life, in real time, so thanks. On a similar note, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Wonderful American sitcom. Are there any other American sitcoms that we should know that have filtered into your songwriting or your development as a human being?
Genuinely more than you would think. Yeah, there are lines or ideas from them peppered throughout. Yeah.
What are some other ones that loom? I'm just curious. What are some other ones that loom large for you?
I don't know whether to say, because it changes the meaning of the entire song. I think I'm going to leave it that if anyone guesses, they can tweet me and I'll confirm. But
yeah. It's a grand mystery. Okay, cool. Maybe they win a CD if they get it right.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll fund that. Just kidding. I'm making all these promises. Like, what a politician. This is a real political time. Okay. So the melodies that you weave are so appealing. They're so warm. They're so inviting. And can you speak a little bit to artists that have influenced your sense of crafting melody?
Yeah. I think that in terms of just writing a song, my test is that it always has to be able to just stand up, either vocals and piano or vocals and guitar. Mm-hmm. As much as I enjoy production and playing about with that, I think that I'm really in awe of kind of classical songwriting. So anything from the 60s and the Beatles are a big, big influence.
Who?
This little band called the Beatles. Okay. You've probably not heard of them.
Are they from the UK?
They are.
Okay. They are. That could be why. Okay.
Carole King as well. Yeah. Those are the kind of people that inspire my songwriting.
We're going to play us another song called Real Love.
Yes.
That has an interesting lyric in it, and I don't want to get it wrong. It's the one that starts with, would she clean your gun? Can you say the whole lyric?
And I'm trying to remember it.
Okay, I can ask you about it after the song too. Hold if you on. Want to sing it in context. So interesting.
Is she the one you would swear your only life on? Would she clean your gun even if you'd done something no good to someone?
So where did the inspiration for that line come from?
It really sounds like it's rude or something, but it's not. I don't know. I think it was just, I was writing about love from a really cynical point of view. So I just thought of the whole concept of matrimony, of in sickness and health, and no matter what that person does. So I was just reflecting on what would you do if...
It's vivid. Like, I can see somebody coming home and wiping off the weapon of somebody that they love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe I've been watching Fargo at the time or something like that. I don't know.
I'll take it. Okay. Let's hear. Would you do the song for us?
Yes, please.
All right. Here we go.
Mm.
silver screen. The lines aren't like my reality. Love, the real love, whenever the one that you weren't thinking of becomes your raison d'etre, makes you better. One day you'll say, how did we get here? When you took her to the mermaid inn, you were wanting to make sure you were seen by your friend who had a thing for her. Now he's married to her sister. That's love, a real love. Whenever the one that you were thinking of becomes your raison d'etre, makes you better. One day you'll say, how did we get here? Is he the one you would swear you'd only lie on? Would she clean your gun even if you'd done something no good to someone? To someone. She caught a fever on a wedding day. The old man told her it's not too late. Well, she was too concerned with saving face. Besides, the florist had been paid. Love, a real love. Whenever the one that you were thinking of becomes your raison d'etre, makes you better. One day you'll say, how did we get here?
Martha Fionn here at World Cafe. That was Real Love. That's such a beautiful song. And that's from your latest record called Sunday Best.
Yes.
So the when we were getting ready to come on this trip, somebody had asked what not to talk about when coming to this part of the world, and the two things that the tour guide said, well, maybe we'll stay away from politics and from religion. And since I've already asked about politics, let's go two for two. And just because the album is called Sunday Best, and I know that you grew up in a really Catholic house in Northern Ireland, so I'm imagining that there's some sort of connection there between your upbringing and your music. Can you tell me a little bit about growing up in a Catholic house in Northern Ireland?
So luckily, my dad is totally lapsed and my mom's very relaxed. So in our actual house, it wasn't too strict. It's more of a cultural thing than a kind of religious thing. It's like you would know if you're in a Catholic house because they'll ask you like 100 times if you want a cup of tea or if you're cold or just like really.
That sounds sweet.
Yeah. But the school that I went to, the two schools I went to were both all girl Catholic schools, and they were quite strict.
So Sunday, what was your Sunday Best then? Is that album title a reference to the clothes that you would have worn to church when you were small?
It's more of a kind of tongue-in-cheek comment on the idea that we present a certain face to the world, and it's our like Sunday Best face, especially now in the age of the internet where everybody's projecting their image of themselves that they want to. But really there's quite a lot of contradictions behind that. So the initial stem of the idea came from living in that kind of community where everybody's very concerned about other people's business and, you know, curtains twitching. But the reality is everybody's got baggage and everybody's got things that are unpleasant going on behind closed doors.
Did you say curtain switching?
Curtain twitching?
Curtain twitching. What's that?
Like spying on your neighbors through your netted curtains. I mean it as a figure of speech. We didn't have anyone like literally watching us from across the road.
I just never heard that expression before, curtain twitching. And another, like one of the themes that I hear on the album is the idea of like what it is to be a good person, or or how to present yourself as somebody who is a good person. And I think we're going to hear it in particular on the last song that you're going to do for us, We Make Do, or you sing Tell Me I'm Good. So what does it mean to be a good person?
Oh, good question. I think the main crux of what I was trying to get across is that I don't actually believe that there are good people and bad people, and that I think there's a lot to be said for the grey area in life and in people. You know, not everybody is a saint all the time. That was a very rambly answer.
No, it's not. It's a good thing to say. And so what was there a moment that inspired the last song that we're going to hear?
I think I was having a really frustrating conversation with someone who was just really denying that there were unpleasant things happening in their life and just kind of shying away from it. And they kind of just said, I was trying to help them sort out those problems or talk about them. And they just said, you know, why does it all have to be this big drama? Like, everybody's just making do and getting by and it's fine. So that was what inspired that song.
Yeah, there's a line in the song that I don't want people to miss. It's so amazing. There's no shame in facing every day with an overwhelming sense of making do. That's a beautiful way to live a life, I think.
Yeah.
Is that a happy line to you or a sad line?
I don't know. I think it's both. It depends what mood I'm in when I hear it. I think I can empathize with both sides of it.
Yeah,
I think that there is a lot to be said for that. For, you know, life is very difficult for 99% of people. And yeah, if you're just doing okay, that's a pretty sweet position to be in.
Yeah. Would you do the song for us?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. This is Martha Fionn at World Cafe.
Can I bend easy on you? All that growing up you had to do, I would gladly trade your place if only I had your grace. We all say the things that we're supposed to.
Martha Fionn here at World Cafe. Aw, that's sweet.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everybody.
We recorded that session with Martha Fionn and her band back in early October at the Hug and Pint in Glasgow. Like I said in the intro, it smelled so good in there. We didn't have time to sit and have a meal because our trip was so jam-packed, but I wish that we did. We will when we go back, and if you find yourself in Glasgow, stop by. Great spot, great people. Thank you all. Thanks to Martha Fionn and her band, and she just released a new track, Kennedy Hair, a few days ago, which you heard in that session. You can find that one online. I'm Talia Schlanger. And thanks to our friends at the Wincote Foundation, too. Whoa, who made our sense of place trip possible. You are listening to The World Cafe.